88.3 Southern FM.
And now this is the Space Show, and we're going to start with Early Bird One. Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. And on the panel on Mission Control, we have Richard. Thank you, Richard, for coming. On this evening's The Space Show, a turn back in time to 1965 and 1966. Well, now we're going to turn back time.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby.
And we here at the Space Show have figured out how to turn back time. The idea of communication satellites hovering stationary over the equator was first suggested by engineer Arthur Clarke in 1945. The idea was tested in 1963 and 1964 by three NASA satellites called SINCOM. One of these was used to relay broadcasts from the 1964 Tokyo Olympics across the Pacific to North America. I even have a QSL card verifying I heard one of those broadcasts. With the concept now proven, Intelsat began commercial use of a satellite initially called Early Bird, but later renamed Intelsat 1F1. Now, Early Bird 1 was launched 60 years ago this week, and on 1965, April the 6th, that was the date, and one of the early uses was to relay the splashdown of the two-man Gemini 6 mission.
Millions of Americans watched the recovery operation on television
as it happened.
The first live coverage of such an event. Clear pictures were relayed by the Early Bird Communications satellite back to the United States. At the same time, Early Bird was relaying live television coverage to Europe of British Prime Minister Harold Wilson's address to the United Nations.
and another wind of the clock, and we're in 1966. The Lambda 4S was an experimental rocket that Japan used in an attempt to launch its first satellite. The first attempt came on 1966, September the 26th.
An attempt by Japan to become the world's fourth nation to put a satellite into orbit has failed after an apparently successful launching. Because of the typhoons which have lashed Japan over the weekend, the rocket's launching angle had to be altered slightly, and the nose cone did not go into orbit as planned. But a spokesman said the satellite's instruments sent information back for about 20 minutes after launching, including valuable details about the upper atmosphere.
A fuller account of the first Lambda 4S launch came from Radio Japan.
This is Radio Japan, the overseas broadcasting service of 1HK in Tokyo. Japan has failed in its first attempt to put the nation's first artificial satellite into orbit around the Earth. A trial was made by using Japan's first four-stage rocket, the Lambda 4S, with an initial thrust of 37 tons. The 16.9-meter long rocket was launched from the Space Center of Tokyo University's Institute of Space and Aeronautical Science at Uchinoura on the 7th tip of Kyushu this morning at 11:58. The Lambda 4S, using solid propellant, arced eastward, trailing smoke, and 30 seconds later, the second stage of the rocket ignited. Concerning the cause of the failure, the chief of the project, Professor Nomura of Tokyo University, said that some trouble developed on the rocket after the second stage came up, putting the first stage out of course. The third stage, he said, turned upward by 10 degrees and shifted northward by 20 degrees. This made unworkable the apparatus to stop the spin of the rocket and to level the position of the payload with the surface of the Earth. However, the solid propellant used for the Lambda 4S ignited without a hitch at every stage, and scientists at Uchinoura could receive radio waves from the electron probe on the fourth stage for about 20 minutes after the launch. The American Space Agency also reported to them that signals at 136 megacycles were received in Hawaii. The launch of Lambda 4S was primarily aimed at testing the techniques required for the scheduled launch next year of a scientific satellite. Japan will launch the same Lambda 4S type of rocket again in December in another attempt to put a satellite into orbit around the Earth. Tokyo University's Institute of Space and Aeronautical Science says the launching will be based on a close analysis of the causes which led to the failure in Japan's first trial today.
Three further attempts to launch a Japanese satellite failed in 1966, 1967, and 1969. Success came 55 years ago with the fifth launch on 1970, February the 11th. That satellite was called Osumi.